welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Connor, as I'm, you know, around these 200 boys, ages 10 to 15 years old, and I just look at them and some of their development, and you know that they've had to deal with some, you know, with some tough things, man. And there's some things that children shouldn't be exposed to, man. You know, especially at young ages, and kids are forced to deal with those things. I've always said children don't get to pick their parents, and the society does have to step in and help, because if in the end society doesn't, those young people are going to wind up doing some things that many of us don't like to see. And man, you know, to not be able to enjoy life. Did you enjoy life as a young boy, man? Or did you have to grow up fast?
You had to grow up fast, honestly. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's the biggest whiplash coming out here, because I've been able to make friends and kind of live like a more normal teenager person or younger person. Go out, go to parties, do regular things. That still happens in Chicago, but it's like I said, that collective trauma really does plague every single interaction that you have. Like, it's just like, I try to think about like the block club parties I used to have, but then I start thinking about the food that we would eat, and a lot of that food is like very high in sodium, and it's right. You know, there's a very big problem with heart disease and obesity specifically in those environments, and like a lot of that food causes that. You know, I can't even think about like those positive memories because it's always tied to some problem that's connected to some systemic issue. So it just makes it hard. It makes it difficult, you know, just to be naive and be happy, honestly.
So my generation didn't have to deal with any of that. You know, man, I lived in a safe environment, never had to fear for anything, right? I mean, I never feared for whether or not I'd be homeless. Never had those issues as a young boy. Was able to just enjoy building friendships and relationships with other young boys like myself. But man, when you turn around and you watch young children today, which is what I do. Are these phone lines open? Okay, let's go to Lacey on line two. Hey, Lacey, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Hi, Earl. How are you guys doing today?
I'm fine.
I was listening at your conversation.
Hey, Gene, what's going on, man?
All right, and I want to go back to the young man that you mentioned that got shot that many times by policemen.
Right.
Now, I got two questions and maybe one comment that really confuses the heck out of me, and you know I'm an older gentleman. And that is, the thing of it is, when Dylann Roof went in that church and shot nine and killed nine people, the guy got took to Burger King. He didn't get shot 50 times. And the guy that in Florida, they walked him out. They didn't shoot him 60 times. Why is it that black kids always get shot riddled with bullets? Now, they said training. Training. Black cops receive the same training that white cops receive. Why is it that black cops are not out here shooting? And I don't advocate nobody shooting, getting shot like that. But why are black cops are not out here shooting down white kids that way? They get the same training. And the other question of the thing over here is all the money that the state or whatever has to pay out for a wrongful death by a cop. That's why we can't get potholes fixed. That's why we can't get nothing done in our neighborhoods. Why? Look at the billions of dollars we're spending out for one guy or two or three guys reckless with a gun. They should have to have in insurance, the cover of what they do. They have lethal weapons. A doctor had to carry insurance if he used a scalpel and it get out of place. When they're found wrong, they pay out all this money. You're breaking the cities, you're breaking the states, you're breaking the counties, and guess what? These guys get to walk free. So why is it that with the same training, black cops are not out here shooting white kids down like this? And why do Dylan Roof get to walk out of here not shot six times? And why this other guy in Florida gets to walk out of there and not body, not really with bullets? These things confuse the heck out of me. Is how things are ran when it comes to that. Somebody needs to answer that. I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Gene, man, thank you very much for the call. You just, all the questions, you know, that you represent a large swath of people who feel exactly like you, and we're trying to get those answers. Who do we have up next?
You have Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, Madison. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, Earl, I came into your show late, so my comment may not be entirely in context to what was discussed, but I picked up on enough, and I'm just a little bit younger than you are, and I agree, I came up in a pretty darn safe environment. But one of the things, and you're trained as an engineer, and there's other professions that do this, but we always want to address problems to drive to root cause. And I would just simply say that if there's one thing the American society just grossly failed at, and because we're responsible for electing the people, picking the people that hold office, there's not enough that is taught and explained about when we say the commonwealth. I hate to coin a phrase from Hillary, but it takes a village. These are elements that make up a foundation of society. If you look at the Native Indians, they always carried on the past forward to their children. There are other cultures that did this very well. But in the United States, we really kind of blew it after, in my opinion, after FDR. So things got lost into the weeds. And in the end, I hate to be a doomsayer, but the oligarchs have always gone out of their way to make sure to blow up anything that would benefit the foundation of the Commonwealth. They wanted instability. They don't want these things that we all pray for to make sure that the society we live in is a safe and well constructed society. And now we're seeing it in acceleration given the technology.
You know, man, I wish I had more time, but you and Gene are just right on point, man. Thank you very much for the call. And I think CJ is the last guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, CJ, you got it.
Well, hi, Earl. And Connor, I liked your discussion with Earl. My question is, are you sure that there wasn't any black police officers that shot this guy? And the other question is, were these kids not taught to follow commands when they're stopped or on the run? And so, it's a shame. Every life is valuable, but why they don't listen to police officers' commands? Every one of these issues could be solved if they followed the police officers' commands. But you see them break away.
So do you think Dylan Roof, you know, who massacred those people? Well, he followed the police's command. He's got an automatic weapon in his hands.
Well, who's to know when they approached him? He maybe dropped it, Earl. I don't know. But
yeah,
mere fact, on a traffic stop, these kids, you know, and it's sad. It is.
Okay, Connor, you want to respond quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that that's like
the black officers racist.
I don't think that's like the issue in which is at hand here. I mean, I explained a little bit earlier that you know, in these communities, if you're in a place where there's a lot of high crime, right, and police officers are going to be a lot more intentional, a lot more forthbearing, and a lot more aggressive on people because they have to do that in situations where it actually is warranted because there's high crime and some where it's not. But if you're a kid growing up in this environment, you don't understand why, right? and your first interaction with the police officer is negative, and no one teaches you how to interact with police officers because everyone else has the same antagonistic experience, then you're just not going to know that, and you develop this fear, right? This fear, because the very first time you saw a police officer, he profiled you and told and pulled out a gun, and you weren't doing anything. And that happens a lot. It's not even like these situations are a consequence of things that happen over time.
So Connor, right? So CJ, do you think that profiling doesn't happen?
I think there's sometimes good reasons that it happens.
Oh,
the mere fact to deny it,
Yeah, but that's the issue.
It talks about kids out in the middle of the night, Earl, 13-year-olds. What are those kids doing out at
CJ,
in the morning?
CJ, that's the exception. It's not the rule. And again, the young man who got shot all those times didn't even have a gun. Listen, I wish we had more time. I wish we had more time. Thank you very much. Thank everybody who made the show go. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Connor. It's always great. I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See everybody later.